I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Tuesday, September the 23rd, 2025. Rutherford County schools may soon receive a boost in support for non-English speaking families as the district considers using federal Title III funding to expand English as Second Language or ESL classes for parents. With over 8,000 ESL students enrolled as of last January, the need for language support extends beyond the classroom. J.C. Bauman, CEO of Professional Educators of Tennessee, emphasized that many parents struggle to understand their child's education due to language barriers. Classes would be offered at Smyrna Primary and Smyrna Elementary, with two sessions spanning the academic year. These programs not only enhance communication between schools and families, but also provide essential life skills like reading road signs and navigating emergencies. However, Bauman noted that his critical funding could be jeopardized by upcoming federal budget decisions. Meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, Middle Tennessee State University is celebrating the national success of one of its theater alum. Cal Mitchell, a graduate of Siegel High School and MTSU's College of Liberal Arts, is now starring as the Lion in the national tour of the Tony Award-winning musical, The Wiz. Mitchell, who first appeared on the MTSU stage in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, credits the university's theater program for shaping his career. From ensemble member to lead role, Mitchell's journey in The Wiz represents a full-circle moment for the Murfreesboro native, who said performing the show's final numbers reminded him of how far he's come since his early days on campus. A debate over transparency is unfolding across Tennessee as Representative Caleb Hemmer considers legal action against the Department of Education for failing to provide timely information on the state's new school voucher program. The program, approved by lawmakers in January, uses public funds to send students to private schools, and more than 42,000 families have applied. Yet, key details such as county-level data and the number of scholarships awarded remain undisclosed. Hemmer said that the lack of answers is deeply troubling, especially given fraud issues in other states. Despite this, some families are seeing results. Parent Yadira Cauldron shared that her daughter, who struggled in public schools for 11 years, is finally thriving at her new private school thanks to a voucher. Concerns about access extend beyond education, as a new analysis from Think Tennessee reveals continued challenges with voter participation. Although Tennessee saw a 64% turnout in the last presidential election, down from 2020 but still higher than previous cycles, it ranks low nationally. Factors include restrictions like the 30-day advance voter registration and mail-only absentee ballots. The report highlighted disparities by county and emphasized persistent barriers for people with disabilities and those with felony convictions. Deidre Harper with Organized Tennessee said outdated precinct setups and complex reinstatement processes further suppress turnout, with early voting for a special congressional election beginning on September 17th, advocates hope that more competitive races will spark greater civic engagement across counties, including here at home. A new report from the Tennessee Advisory Commission on Intergovernmental Relations reveals that the state's crime labs are overwhelmed, prompting calls for expanded or newly built facilities. The issue came into focus following the 2022 murder of Memphis teacher Eliza Fletcher, which exposed a troubling backlog in rape kit testings. While the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation hired more agents to address delays in sexual assault cases, turnaround times for other types of evidence, including firearms testing, have worsened. From August 2022 until January 2025, wait times for firearm results grew from 42 to 67 weeks. TACIR recommends expanding the Nashville and Jackson labs, constructing a larger facility in Knoxville, and establishing a new lab in Chattanooga to handle drug and toxicity testing. The cost for some of the proposed projects could reach $66 million, though final figures remain uncertain. Meanwhile, in Rutherford County, residents are seeing modest relief at the gas pump. Regular unleaded gas is averaging $2.75 per gallon, slightly below the state average of $2.77, and well under the national average of $3.18. While fuel costs remain a talking point, the type of vehicle you drive can make all the difference. A Ford F-150 may cost over $200 for a cross-country trip, while a Tesla Model 3 would make the same journey for under $50. With diesel, premium, and mid-grade prices still elevated, local drivers are keeping a close eye on how fuel costs could impact their fall and winter budgets. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or even follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook and X. And if you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, or a comment on YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for NewsRadio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.